This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. New evidence in the murders of four University of Idaho students is being revealed after search warrants were unsealed. A Washington State judge ordered redacted versions of the documents to be released Wednesday. Washington State University PhD student Brian Koberger was arrested last month in connection to the killings. In the search warrants, investigators describe evidence such as blood, DNA, and shoes. The documents also mention what it describes as data compilations of information about the victims. One person is dead and a Georgia state trooper is injured after shots were fired at the site of a new under-construction law enforcement training center dubbed the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says the incident happened Wednesday morning as troopers were clearing the grounds in a wooded area near Atlanta. The Bureau director says a man shot a state trooper without warning and troopers returned fire, killing the gunman. The injured trooper was reportedly in stable condition. Protesters who oppose the $90 million 85-acre training center are disputing the Bureau's account of the incident. A district attorney in New Mexico is expected to announce this morning whether charges will be filed in an accidental shooting on the set of Rust. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed by an antique revolver during a dress rehearsal for the movie in 2021. The actor holding the gun was award-winning actor Alec Baldwin. A written statement will be released at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Another lottery jackpot is reaching astronomical levels. Nobody won the $439 million jackpot in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing, and there were no second-place million-dollar winners either. So the jackpot will roll over to Saturday's drawing, and it'll be worth an estimated $473 million. A new study shows smokers across the country will shell out quite a bit of cash. Research from Wallet Hub looked at all 50 states and the District of Columbia to see how much a tobacco user spends in a lifetime. According to a personal finance site, folks in Washington, D.C. spent the most with a little over $4 million. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great healthcare. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NFL fans are having to dig deep into their pockets to attend divisional round playoff games this weekend. Three of the four games rank in the top four most expensive division round games ever. At the top of the list is Sunday's marquee matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys with an average secondary market price of over $1,400. That's according to Ticket IQ, which began tracking ticket sale data a decade ago. So the New York Giants-Philadelphia Eagles game isn't far behind with an average of just over $1,100. Tickets for the Cincinnati Bengals-Buffalo Bills are selling for an average of just over $600. The National Archives says it must consult with the Justice Department before releasing information on President Biden's handling of classified documents to Congress. This as House Republicans on the Oversight Committee requested all documents and communications between the Archives and the White House related to the discovery of classified materials at Biden's home and former office. The Archives says it will share the information after consulting with the DOJ to ensure it doesn't interfere with the special counsel investigation. The Archives also pushed back against GOP criticism that is treating Biden's handling of documents differently than former President Trump. Florida Congressman Greg Stubbe is recovering after suffering several injuries in an accident at his property on Wednesday. The Republican's office made the announcement, adding that more updates will be provided when possible. Stubbe represents the state's 17th congressional district and was reelected to Congress back in November. The severity of his injuries are not clear. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.